Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 411, Why You Must Be Patient with Self-Conditioning, part one, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. And I'm your very own personal narrator, Justin Mollick, reading to you from some amazing blogs to help you optimize your life. And today I'm going to be reading the first half of a post from Steve Pavlina. Sometimes I break posts up into two episodes if it's on the longer side, since I like to keep these under 10 minutes. And this post has a good amount of numbers near the beginning, but don't let that scare you away. The point of it is great, and it should all make sense to you. And we're now just 1 week away from our next book giveaway. A random person on my mailing list will get a book from me, hand-packed and mailed by me. If you want a chance to win, just make sure you're on my weekly newsletter mailing list. It's free and easy to join. Just visit oldpodcast.com and enter your email address there. And now let's get to this post and start optimizing your life. Why You Must Be Patient with Self-Conditioning, Part 1, by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. When you use the priming effect or any other daily reinforcement technique to condition yourself for success, abundance, or other positive changes, patience is key. During the first week or two, it'll usually seem like your efforts are having little or no effect. But if the technique is effective, then usually within several weeks after you begin, you'll start seeing significant shifts in your thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and behaviors. At some point, you'll observe that you seem to be making huge leaps forward every week. From minor pattern to major pattern. Let me give you a simple explanation of why daily conditioning seems to be ineffective at first and then quickly picks up steam and often leads to a tipping point whereby you eventually find yourself in a whole new reality. Suppose that your initial goal starts out as just an idea in your head. Perhaps it's a thought, like a new income goal or the idea for a new habit you like to adopt. But since it's just an idea at first, it's not integrated throughout your whole brain yet. It may be nice to think about it, but that mere thought hasn't yet weaved itself in your other thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and behaviors. Now, for the sake of argument, suppose that this minor mental pattern in your brain, this idea, involves only 10,000 neurons. It's an isolated pattern, so it has little influence on your vast neural network of 100 billion neurons. Then suppose that to make this minor thought pattern into a major pattern that powerfully influences your thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and behaviors, you need to build it up to 10 million neurons in its network of influence, a 1,000-fold increase. And suppose that if you achieve that 1,000x increase, the pattern will be well integrated into your whole being. So if the pattern is an income goal, you'll find yourself doing whatever it takes to achieve it. If it's a new habit, you'll find that the habit is successfully installed and is congruently integrated with your other habits. A 1,000-fold increase. To get a 1,000 times increase in a neural pattern in a time span of only 10 days, you'd have to double the size of the pattern every day for 10 days straight, 2 to the power of 10 equals 1,024, which would probably be completely unrealistic. But to get a 1,000 times increase over a more lengthy interval, the neural pattern can expand at a slower, more sustainable rate. For instance, to increase by a factor of 1,000 over 90 days, the neural pattern only has to extend its influence by about 8% per day. That may be doable. Note that with an 8% increase per day, on day one, you'll only add 800 neurons to the pattern, 8% of 10,000. That's a puny gain, so you may not notice much effect. The results aren't coming through yet. Your behavior seems unaffected. On day 30, you'll add 7,454 neurons to this pattern for a total of 100,627 neurons. That's a 10x increase from when you started, but it's only 1% of the way to your goal of a 1,000x increase. Imagine doing daily conditioning for 30 days straight and only seeing 1% of your desired results thus far. You're going to need some patience to continue. On day 60, you'll add 75,005 neurons to the pattern's still expanding network for a total of 1,012,571 neurons involved. Even after 60 days, you're still only 10% of the way to your goal. What if you were to give up now and proclaim that the technique you're using doesn't work well enough? You'd be giving up right before a massive tipping point. By the end of that 90-day time period, you'll be adding 754,752 neurons to this pattern in one day, finally passing 10 million neurons total for the pattern. Note that 90% of the pattern's growth happened in those last 30 days, with the first 60 days only getting you to 10% of your goal. The gains you'll be seeing in those final 30 days will be staggering relative to what you saw during the first 30 days. Daily conditioning and exponential growth. I've been seeing effects like this with a variety of daily conditioning methods, such as listening to positive audio programs every day or reviewing my goals every morning. At first, it seems like there's little or no effect, but with enough persistence over a period of months, it's quite possible to suddenly tip into a whole new level of experience. Eventually, that little pattern that was once just an idea becomes dominant enough to start influencing thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and behavior congruently. This was the number one strategy I used to earn 2 college degrees in 3 semesters. I listened to motivational and time management audio programs for about 2 hours per day. I kept up that conditioning throughout all 3 semesters. I noticed that whenever I slacked off, other people's limiting beliefs began to influence me, as did my own past programming, and I'd start feeling more stressed and have doubts about what I was doing. But when I returned to my conditioning regimen, mainly by listening as I walked from class to class and to and from school each day, I strengthened the thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and behaviors that aligned with my goal. I seriously doubt I'd have been able to achieve that goal without that daily conditioning. Usually when I do this type of daily conditioning, I notice only very subtle or negligible changes during the first week or two. I may notice that I'm thinking about the ideas a little more, but that's about it. My behavior seems unaffected. But after about 2 to 4 weeks, I start noticing some small shifts. I may take a few small actions that align with the conditioning, but they're very subtle. And that's a good sign, but these shifts are still too trivial to make much difference by themselves. Then after 4 to 6 weeks, the shifts start to pick up steam, with observable changes happening every week. It's very rewarding to watch this play out over time. Finally, after 10 plus weeks, at some point, I noticed that whatever I was conditioning now seems like no big deal. I'm already doing it. I often don't notice the shift when it's happening, but when I'm past that point and looking back, I realize, oh yeah, I guess I achieved that goal somehow. Interesting. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled Why You Must Be Patient with Self-Conditioning by Steve Pavlina of stevepavlina.com. And I'll finish this up for you in tomorrow's episode. But did you hear that part about audio programs? When I saw that, I was shocked because it's been so true for me. And that's exactly why I started this podcast. And I never realized that Steve knew this secret all along. I got to read that part again for you. He said, I've been seeing effects like this with a variety of daily conditioning methods, such as listening to positive audio programs every day or reviewing my goals every morning. At first, it seems like there's little or no effect, but with enough persistence over a period of months, it's quite possible to suddenly tip into a whole new level of experience. Eventually, that little pattern that was once just an idea becomes dominant enough to start influencing thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and behavior congruently. That was the number one strategy I used to earn 2 college degrees in 3 semesters. I listened to motivational and time management audio programs for about 2 hours per day. How cool is that? And so true. After doing this for a year, I've really absorbed so much, and I'm sure it's working its way through your patterns and habits and beliefs and behaviors if you've been listening every day for a while. Just keep at it, and the effects will compound. It's pretty awesome. And just a quick reminder that we're exactly 1 week away from my next book giveaway. Come by oldpodcast.com and enter your email address to be in the drawing. And for a really good chance to win, if you submit a health question to my brother's podcast, Optimal Health Daily, You'll be in a separate, smaller raffle too. So there's two ways to win. You can check out his podcast, Friday episodes specifically, to see what kind of questions have been answered. But anyone who sends in a question will be entered to win. And it's really easy to send in a question at oldpodcast.com. Just look for the red bar along the side of the page that says Ask a Health Question. And that's it for today. I'll be wrapping this up tomorrow. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.